episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. We ask it constantly. We never run out of content. We thought we would at some point, but then we realised kids are the content that just keep on giving.
The life lessons that never end.
Yeah.
Actually, the girls did ask me. They said, oh, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, oh, I've got podcast. Oh, you're still doing that, are you? Still talking about us? I said, well, have you stopped giving me content? I was like, it never runs out with the two of you. And they just both looked at me and then they sort of had a giggle. So they're not at that stage yet, quite where your girls are, where they have the ability to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the scary thing. And not, well, it is a bit scary for this podcast, but even more scary for our other podcast, Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. That is just not okay for children of any age.
Yeah. That's concerning me because Gracie did say, ooh, what are you doing? The Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. I was like, no.
My girls are at the point where they go, oh, Mum, people listen. My friends listen. You're so embarrassing. And I'm like, stop behaving like little shits then and I won't have anything more to talk about.
Am I a bad mum for losing control of the body I once had?
Oh, this is all of us. We're all in this boat.
I saw this really good meme, actually. That's what started this conversation, this part of me that goes, oh my gosh. And it says, things my kids bring home from childcare. And it's a pie chart.
Okay.
And the first tiny, tiny little bit says some cute art thing they made.
Oh, yeah. The pasta necklace.
Yeah, the pasta.
That you have to wear to work.
Yeah, or their first painting that might be just a blob of colour on a page, but you're expected to have it up for 3 years more.
Yeah.
The next portion, it's a little bit bigger and it says dirty laundry.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the whole entire pie chart says plague. That's all you get sent home from childcare and school is plague.
Yeah. Imagine being a childcare worker. They must constantly get sick.
Or they've got this mighty, fine, strong immune system.
Yeah.
Especially like your stomach immune system because, my gosh, that gastro thing that goes round and round and round in daycares. Horrible.
Yeah.
But what I'm going with is it then started this conversation and all the rest and someone bumped into me and they're like, oh, you got a cold. Now you can tell that my voice is a little bit off. Yeah. I looked at her, I said, no, just another sinus infection. Pre-kids, never had sinus in my life. Have children, they say, I get sinus infections now. Shit, I never had ever before. Have children, everything changes.
The other thing that happens with that as well, so they go to daycare or school and they get all these illnesses and then they bring them home and then you get sick, but then you have to take care of everyone else.
Keep going.
You get sick because they're all like dying and feeling terrible and needing soup. And
yet they bounce back much faster.
Yeah, and then you're up in the night as well because you're not allowed your sleep to get yourself better because they need you in the night because they're blocked nose.
Yeah, no one's caring about my blocked nose.
No one.
No one's getting me my nasal spray or doing like the whole nasal rinse. No one's doing it for me.
No. This is a
the
great
part.
Example of being a mum never stops or being a parent never stops. Like you know how they talk about how you don't get holidays.
No.
You don't get days off. You don't clock off at 5 p.m. It just doesn't happen. You're the nurse. You're the doctor. You're the psychologist.
You're the
cleaner. You're the chef.
What went from there, obviously this conversation, I'm complaining about my sinus. There was other mums around and they were all having a giggle and they're like, oh, what about though? And then, you know, the list goes on with the things that happens to your body. Obviously, this podcast is for men and women, so I'm not taking away from obviously all the dads that listen in. But the physical changes to your body once you have children, and it's so interesting because there's so many different things, but there's quite a few of them that all sort of correlate for a lot of women. One of the girls brought up the fact that we all end up having some form of pelvic floor something.
Yeah.
We bounced around the fact that one foot gets bigger than another.
Yeah.
Did your feet change during pregnancy?
No, but I feel like I have one boob bigger than the other.
that's where it led to after the foot. I've always tended to have one slightly bigger foot than the other.
Yeah.
And now I've got really big feet. And then this one lady went, oh, she goes, oh, it wasn't my feet. She said it was my boobs. After feeding, one came back to sort of like the OG size, so the original size, and the other one got smaller.
Yeah.
And she's like, so I feel really lopsided. Just one smaller, one a bit bigger.
I remember having, because obviously the girls are twins, and I remember I would feed one on one side and feed the other on the other side, but one went through a stage where she was eating a lot more than, or drinking a lot more than the other one. And I remember, because then when your milk comes back, the next time it gives you the amount of milk that they fed on last time.
Yep.
So then I had this massive great boob and this little one, like very noticeable. Like I was walking lopsided. I was like weighed down by one side the other side.
It proves difficult later when you're not feeding and you've got one that's bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Like how your bra fitting's going, doll. Oh, sorry. You can't get one bra that's smaller on one side than the other.
No. Oh, can I have one? I'll have an A on this side and then I want to see.
And then your shoes, I'll have to get a 40 and a half because I've got one. Don't worry about the other one that's just scuffing along because my foot doesn't fit in it as long as my other one fits in it. Like you look like you've got one shoe that's way too big.
And you're in the shoe shop and you grab one of one size and then you take the left of another pair and then someone else is buying the next pair. I've got odd. I think also with boobs is that because I remember watching the girls feeding and, oh, it's a beautiful moment. And all the rest of it. Feeding my baby and it's all lovely. And I'm just watching thinking, I'm going to end up with spaniel's ears. I can see them. I can see what's happening to them. They're going to be spaniel's ears in a few years' time.
Remember very clearly another mum. This was pre-Gracie. I was pregnant with Gracie, but she had told me, she goes, doll, just give it 7 weeks. You need to give it 7 good weeks for feeding and you'll turn a page. She said, but those 7 weeks before that, fucking torture. I remember the first 7 weeks and every time I put Gracie on, I would like my toes would curl and I would literally be sitting there like going, how much longer do I have to feed this child? My nipples feel like they're going to fall off. And then literally it was like a day over the 7 weeks and it all changed. It's like your nipples literally, like physically grow a second skin.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes it's easy. And especially if you're lucky enough to feed and your milk comes in and, you know, there's no dramas attached to it if you, you know, are lucky enough to. But yeah, those first seven weeks are like hard yakka. Mm. And I remember just going, they're never going to be the same. I never had boobs pre. It was the first time in my life that I really had big boobs.
Yeah.
Was when I was breastfeeding, so I kind of didn't mind it.
I remember my husband going, whoa, look at your boobs. I was like, stay away from them. They're not for you. They're so painful. Like they look the best, but they're so sore. Oh. Then you start putting cabbage leaves to try and dry milk up. Talking about your body changing once you've had kids.
Yeah.
The sickness and stuff like that. Yeah, I get that as well. But what about the way it looks? Like your body looks
all changes.
Great. I think that you're doing well. You're doing well. But you work hard at that. You do a
very
lot of
hard
graft in the gym. I've got two problems. Firstly is because I have children, I drink more wine. In fact, it's just one problem. That's the one problem. Lately, I've been getting fashion advice from Holly. Like she tells me what. In fact, Amelia said to me the other day, Mum, it's all about pearl earrings. Like pearl stud earrings apparently are really in at the moment. I don't know. I have to find out from my kids.
Yeah.
But then there's been some other things. Like I bought them a puffer jacket. Bought myself the same one. It was really nice and so comfy and so warm. And I was like, hey, don't mind, Hull. I bought the same one. And luckily she's still at the stage where she's like, okay. And she doesn't mind. But I said to her, I'm going to be wearing this puffer jacket, but I'm not going to be the same as you because I won't be wearing a crop top underneath it. And she said, why don't you wear a crop top? And I was like, have you seen my stomach? No, no one's seen my stomach for 13 years and they won't.
I went to the gym and I started training with the new trainer and she said, oh, you know, what do you want to achieve? They said, I want you to just really get a good grasp on lifting my bum from being a mum bum. I want it to come back up to where it was. She just laughed at me. She goes, a mum bum? What's that? And I was like, well, just turn around and look at my ass. I said, that's what it is. I said, lift it up. And she just laughed. She goes, I've never had someone come in and say their goal is to just reduce their mum bum.
Did she say, I'm a personal trainer, darling, not a plastic surgeon?
She's like, I'm not a magician, fuck. Another thing that came out, which is your teeth change.
Oh.
Your teeth. So the hormones that come through your body basically during all of the fertile years until you've really finished having kids, you shouldn't go and do all the restructure to your teeth because your teeth will move with the hormones.
Oh.
Yeah. So I learned this when I went and saw my dentist and I remember saying, this was in between kids, I want to get Invisalign, you know, those.
Like braces.
Braces things. And he goes, have you finished having babies? And I said, well, I've only got one, so I can imagine. But he was like, no, until you've finished doing the baby thing, let's do them after. Ah. He said, because your teeth will just go back and sort of shift back to almost where they were. And then you have to go back and do it again.
So just to summarize, having kids means your boobs droop, your bum sags, your stomach is never the same ever again, your teeth go crooked, your hair gets thinner, you almost your nails get weaker.
You almost piss yourself if you sneeze. It's a wonderful thing that we do. It's a wonderful thing.